This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Let us begin today by asking a question. And this question is for everyone who is here and who is watching, who is listening. Whether you are male or female or young or old or student or a working professional, it applies to each of us equally. The question is, if you were to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, al-yawm, today, and leave this world, how will you be remembered? How will you be remembered by your neighbors, by your relatives, by your wife, by your husband, by your children, by your parents, your co-workers, your fellow students, and all the people that you have interacted with? And what type of impact will you be leaving today in this world? If you were to disappear today off the face of this earth, what type of legacy would you leave behind? My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every soul shall taste الْمَوْتِ, the death. If there is one thing that is guaranteed in this world, and there's very few things that are guaranteed, but the one thing that is guaranteed is that one day you and I, each one of us, have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A one-way trip to the cemetery we go to follow the janazah during the course of our lives. That same road that we take, we always come back. But there will be one time when we go and we will not be coming back. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا من ثلاثة, إلا من صدقة جارية أو علم ينتفع به أو ولد صالح يدعو له. When the human being dies, his or her deeds end. They come to an end. انقطع عنه عمله. They're cut off. They're stopped. Except for three. The ongoing charity, meaning which continues to benefit after his or her departure. Beneficial knowledge, which continues to benefit. Or a righteous child who makes dua, who prays for him or her. My brothers and sisters, throughout our day we make hundreds of decisions, hundreds of choices. And throughout our life we make millions, billions, perhaps trillions of choices, of decisions. Every single choice, every single act of ours has an impact somewhere on something. No matter how small. Every move that we make, it has an impact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, my brothers and sisters, that everything that we do is recorded. And we know that. But not just that. But also the traces, the impacts, the effects of our deeds are also recorded. The one is to record the action. But then what are the impacts of the actions? Those two are recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. With surah? Surah Yasin. Verily we give life to the dead, and we record that which they send before them and their traces. The athar. Now the two meanings have been explained by the mufassirun, by the commentators of the Qur'an. Number one, that our actions are recorded as well as their impacts, their effects. If the effects of our actions are good, then good is recorded. But if the effects, the impact of our actions is evil, then the evil is also recorded for us. The second explanation is that this is referring to actual footsteps in going towards goodness. That the actual steps we take, each step is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That these were steps that we took towards goodness. Because Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu has reported, as we read in the hadith a few nights ago, that there were some land, some plots that were vacant close to the masjid. And Banu Salima, the tribe, decided to shift, to move to this land because they were living in the outskirts of the city. They were living far from the masjid. And they wanted to come beside the masjid, near the masjid. So this news reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to them that I have received information that you intend to shift closer to the masjid, to move closer to the masjid. And they said, yes, ya O Messenger of Allah, we have taken this decision. And upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ya Bani Salima, diyarakum tuktab atharukum, diyarakum tuktab atharukum. That, O Banu Salima, live in your houses, for your steps are recorded. And he repeated it, live in your houses, meaning where you are currently, which is further away from the masjid, because your steps are recorded. So every step, every effort that you make towards coming to the masjid is recorded and is extra credit into your account of good deeds. So my brothers and sisters, not only are our deeds being recorded, but their effects are also being recorded. When we talk about the environment, we hear the term carbon footprint, meaning when you're driving your car or you're flying in an airplane or you are using some form of energy which is not renewable, what is the effect of your actions on the environment in terms of carbon, right? So carbon footprint. So think of this as our deed footprint. So ask yourself that the deeds that I do, the actions that I do, what are the effects? Are they like pollution that leaves smog, that pollute the environment, that create trouble for others and make others sick, and they lead others to do the same? Right? Is it pollution? Is it spiritual pollution that I'm causing? Not necessarily even spiritual, even other forms of pollution and trouble for others. Or are my actions and my words and my deeds so pure and pristine that they have a positive impact on others, that they are inspired to do good? They also want to join in doing goodness. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the masjid with his companions, and a group of desert Arabs arrived. And they had traveled a long distance, and they were travel weary, and they were not in a good shape. And they were barefoot, and their clothes were like rags. So after the dhuhr prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the pulpit, and he encouraged his companions to give, to help them out. And the companions, in this instance, they were a bit slow to give. And the unhappiness, the displeasure could be seen in the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then finally, a man came with a big bag of silver, and he gave it. And then others started to follow, and also started to give as well. He broke the ice, he opened things up, and then people followed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became happy, and he said, "Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasana, kana lahu ajruha, wa ajru man 'amila biha min ba'dihi min ghayri an yanqusa min ujurihim shay'a." That whoever starts or sets an example of something good in Islam will have a reward for it, and a reward equal to that of everyone who does it after them, without that detracting from their reward in the slightest. So the person who leads the way in goodness, they get the reward of their own goodness, they will get it inshallah, but also the reward of everyone who followed without any diminishment, without any of the rewards getting any less for those who followed in that goodness. وَمَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً. Whoever sets or starts an example of something evil in Islam, كَانَ عَلَيْهِ وِزْرُهَا وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيَّةً. That whoever starts an evil example or sets an evil example, they will bear the burden of that. But also will be made to bear the burden equal to that of everyone who does it after them, without that detracting from their burden in the slightest. So you do good and you set a good example, and there is goodness upon goodness. But if you set an evil example and open the doors to evil, then there is burden upon burden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and forgive us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said a similar narration that man da'a ila huda, that if anyone calls others to follow the right way or towards guidance, then similarly they will also receive similar treatment in terms of their reward, inshaAllah. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that three things follow a deceased person. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةً فَيَرْجِعُ اثْنَانَ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ. Two of them return and one remains. His family, his wealth, and his deeds follow him. His family and wealth return, but his deeds remain. So if you were to die today, my brothers and sisters, what will you be leaving behind? What will your social media profiles bear witness to? It's frozen in time. It's there. You hear someone has passed away, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and then people go check on Facebook. Check on social media. What did they post last? It's frozen. It's there. I said this before, right? It's amazing you think about your book of deeds and how it will record everything. You go record your data. Download your data from Google, from Facebook. Everything that you've posted, every like, every video, every photo, every comment, it's all there. Years and years of data. It's all recorded. You can download it and see it. Just a little glimpse of what will happen on the Day of Judgment. Of course, what will happen on the Day of Judgment will be magnified many times. So what will your last post be about? You don't plan and say, okay, this is the last time I'm posting. At your janazah, what are people going to talk about? Which of your traits and impacts will they remember? Will they even want to attend your janazah? Or will they be happy that you're gone? Good riddance. One less oppressor. Whether it is for a country or for a household. Or will they miss you? Anas radiallahu anhu reported, a funeral procession passed and the people praised the deceased. مَرُّوا بِجَنَازَةٍ فَأَثْنَوْا عَلَيْهَا خَيْرًا فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَجَبَتْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it has been affirmed to him. ثُمَّ مَرُّوا بِأُخْرَى فَأَثْنَوْا عَلَيْهَا شَرًّا فَقَالَ وَجَبَتْ. Then another funeral procession passed by, and the people spoke badly of the deceased. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it has been affirmed to him. فقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ما وجبت. So عمر رضي الله عنه asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, what has been affirmed? So he صلى الله عليه وسلم responded, هذا أثنيتم عليه خيرا فوجبت له الجنة. You praised this one, so Jannah has been affirmed to him. وهذا أثنيتم عليه شرا فوجبت له النار. And you spoke badly of this one, so hellfire has been affirmed to him. أَنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءُ اللَّهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You people are Allah's witnesses on the earth. Related by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim in Sahihain. So we learn from this, my brothers and sisters, that the remarks of the true believers reflect the righteousness and integrity of character, if they bear witness to the purity of a person's heart and their character, their actions, their deeds, then he will go or she will go to Jannah. And if they comment on the evil-mindedness of someone, then they are likely to be consigned to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Now that doesn't mean, of course, that we are the judge, are the judges instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-'iyadhu billah. Of course not. But it does indicate that the pious people are the witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the earth. If they testify to the righteousness or evilness of a person, it is likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat them accordingly. So the question is, my brothers and sisters, what will people testify about you, especially the people of taqwa, the people of God consciousness? How will they testify regarding you? What are you doing today? Question for all of us. What are we doing today that will impact their opinion of us? And how are we influencing others, positively or negatively? The actions that we do, maybe they're just between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what impact are they leaving in this world? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the very best in faith, in words, and deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who leave good behind and who have a good return to Him. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, we are incredibly grateful for your continued support. For those who are new to the community, you may not realize how big of a deal it is, alhamdulillah, that we are actually able to gather here like this, in this place, in a place of our own. This was not the case for over a decade in this community. Right? We'll be renting places. Oh, where's Jum'ah this week? Normally it would be at the Richcraft Recreation Complex, but then we're switching from place to place. The brothers and sisters are running, putting the sheets, picking up the sheets, setting up the microphone, taking away all of this. So it was a community that was constantly on the move. But alhamdulillah, we have this place now. And we are able to gather, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And for each person who contributed, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase their reward, their share of reward in every single good that happens here. Every single salah, every single sujood, every single ruku'ah, every single letter that is recited from the Quran, every single dua, every single word of dhikr, every single penny in charity, any good, every single meal that goes out of here. Because mashallah, there's brothers and sisters who gather to send meals every weekend for the homeless, for the needy, downtown. So for every good that takes place here, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase your share in that reward. And it will continue da'iman abadan insha'Allah until the day of judgment. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah. My brothers and sisters, as you know, we are, alhamdulillah, continuing this work of continuing to build this place up. Right? Because the place as you see it right now is not sufficient for the needs of the community, especially as we grow. And especially as we move forward, especially for the years and the decades to come. So that is why we are continuing with the effort, as was the original plan, that this will be a temporary place, which will continue to stay, inshallah. But the actual masjid is going to be in the front, with a gym, with a commercial kitchen, with multi-purpose facility, so that our community can continue to benefit, inshallah. For that purpose, we are continuing to raise funds. And as we have promised, we do this twice a year. We do it in Ramadan, and we do it in the fall or near the end of the year. Other than that, other than these 60 or 90 days, whatever it is, after that, we do not talk about money. So today, my brothers and sisters, we are trying to reach 15% of our goal. So our goal for the end of the year is $300,000, because we are trying to maintain the projections we have had, so that when the time comes, inshallah, soon, when we start construction, we don't have a huge burden upon us, so that we can move quickly, inshallah, once the work starts. Otherwise, we don't want to be stuck in the middle and just waiting and waiting and putting pressure on you then every Friday. We don't want to do that. Okay. So, inshallah, today we're trying to reach 15% of our goal. And our objective is 20 brothers and sisters who can donate $1,000. After tax credit, it is approximately $640. Okay. So, show of hands, can we have brothers and sisters who can raise their hand and make their niyyah for $1,000, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all of your hardships and grant you ease. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you and your family till the day of judgment. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Barakallahu feekum. So right in front of me, mashallah, tabarakallah, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every money, every penny, and make it heavy on your scales and grant you the best in this dunya and the hereafter. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. We have 4 right here. They're brothers and sisters, of course, who I'm not able to see. So please, if you raise your hand and it will encourage others. We have 4 for those who can see me or I can see. Jazakumullahu khaira. We have 5. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with the best in this world and the hereafter. Jazakumullahu khaira. We got 6. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. 7. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. 8. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this moment. 9. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this heavy on your scale, increase you, grant you barakah in this world and the next. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. You have 9. Can we get 10 before we start the salah, inshaAllah? Jazakumullahu khaira. Jazakumullahu khaira. I see 2 hands. And by the way, if your child raises your hand, then it counts for you. So, mashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of our children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of our brothers and sisters. If you haven't raised your hand or you did and I was not able to see, the niyyah is there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please go ahead after the salah. The machines are outside. Or you could do it online as well, kananamuslims.ca. You can give in installments as you like. You can do sadaqah jariyah for your deceased parents or other relatives as well. It's an opportunity, and I know that many brothers and sisters have already given. But when the stock price is low and you have money, what do? You buy more, right? Okay, so this is an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have it, you buy more and increase your share in our next masjid. Wallahi, we are so grateful and so blessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, always keep you and your loved ones safe, your future generations, till the day of judgment in this world and the next. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Ameen wa fadawal alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.